Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. The show is also sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org. And if you go to reclaimingtherepublic.com and reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobiusstrippress.com, you'll be able to find all sorts of our content and documentation and so forth. So that is where you can find out more about Reclaiming the Republic and more specifically Republic Review. I've got some interesting information that I'm adding to my executive summary. I've sat down and created a flow chart. And so in doing so, you should be able to look at a graphic depiction of where Republic Review fits within the Constitution and how it aligns with the process of integrating and interfacing with Congress. So another good reason why you want to pick up the executive summary. With that, our phone lines are open, and if you want to call, and if you happen to know me, remember the three C's. Be confidential if you know me by name. Be civil, and be concise. In some of the responses I got yesterday regarding where was I going with this monuments and so forth, and actually before I get into the monuments, let me pose this question for you because I have a standing question. Do you believe that the Constitution protects religious freedom? Does it or does it not? And so if you'd like to dial in and just have a conversation regarding that, you can earn a set of my books. Anyway, I think a few people may have missed, and I didn't have much time to kind of finish my thought on this whole meaning of monuments, because there was talk, and there's been, I think it's good talk about talking about creating historical monuments for the civil rights era and so forth. And we've already got some of those, but is there enough? I don't know. I mean, it's monuments are typically based upon communities or philanthropic entities that, you know, want to remember something. And so if you're looking at the sordid history that we've had as far as this republic, as far as the history of this land that we've, I'll call it inherited because it was the evolution of societies that drove the expanse of man. To be clear, the indigenous people that were in this hemisphere were not enlightened and they were not evolving. They were still, I don't know how many millennia they may have been behind, but they were an advanced society and they regressed. And so had they been, and I've often, you know, speculated, and tell me if I'm wrong, had they been the enlightened society, or I should say the capable society to project themselves to be able to go to Europe, I think their conquest would have been a lot different, because if you look at the Aztecs and the human sacrifices and the things that they were doing, I think that the world, and I think most people that understand the good side of humanity, that it was far better for Europe to be in conquest at that point than the nations of, or the independent nations of the Americas, because history would have shown a completely different light. And I'll move on. But the whole point is, with that particular perspective, you know, should we have monuments along the southern border that says, you know, this is the land that was not wanted by the Portuguese and the Spaniards. This is the land that they chose not to develop. And it was left for England and the northern European nations to kind of colonize. And so we could create monuments for that. Then we already have sorted monuments for the colonies and those historical events and people for the colonies, the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, and other periods up to this point. And so there is merit In creating monuments, I am not an advocate of tearing down monuments or rewriting history. Even if history offends you, then maybe you should take up math, science, or some other type of discipline and stay out of history if history offends you, because it requires that we go through certain processes to obtain a new paradigm and paradigm shift. And what will happen in the next 100 to 150 to 200 years will cause another shift in our paradigm and in our history. Will that shift be towards an onslaught of the Hispanics coming north from Central and South America and even Mexico and so forth, to where they become a majority? And then wouldn't it be ironic, and this was my point yesterday, wouldn't it be ironic that we have these monuments that basically state, hey, this is the land that the Portuguese and Spaniards didn't want, but their descendants have come to realize the wealth and riches that were here, and hopefully they don't come to do the same thing that their forefathers did in raping and pillaging the land of those people who developed the wealth. Just remember, at the expense of our real history, the struggle for individual liberty and sovereignty was at the core. It was the foundation of our history. And so we need to kind of remember that. And I think that's really, really important. And so let the monuments come up, especially those that celebrate liberty and sovereignty. Not sure if you had a chance to watch the Fox special on the Bill Clinton impeachment. It was a great view of history. It was very myopic on what the what Starr was doing in trying to find, kind of similar to what Mueller is doing, in what Starr was trying to, you know, find all of these connecting pieces to the corruption of the Clinton crime syndicate. And so the question is, why is it that these, because there were so many connections in the campaigning and in the influx of money from China, there was so much evidence. Why is it that they just completely brushed over that? Why is it that they did not expose, because it was exposed to Congress, and I'll get into that in just a second, and I actually have a link to the congressional record, I think it was 1998, that talked about the 1996 and prior, the money that was being infused into the Clinton campaign and the DNC by corporations and by China. It's just amazing how they didn't put together the collusion and the, you know, pay to play. They're right now, I think Mueller is looking at UAE trying to have spent any money on an election. And, you know, why are we even ignoring? I think Mueller needs to go back and look at the Clintons and say, you know what? Look at this. And as a matter of fact, I'll go through this real quick, because actually I've got a minute, so I won't go through this. There is a bunch of data, and I'll go into this as soon as we get back. But in this particular report, there's a congressional record. And again, this was May 27th, 1998, where two MSNBC reporters basically provided testimony to Congress. The guys' names were Tom Curry and Robert Windrum. And do you get the irony? MSNBC reporters were the ones reporting on this corruption of the Clinton crime syndicate. And basically, they started off as the Clinton administration debated whether to allow U.S. satellites to be lofted into orbit aboard Chinese missiles. Bernard Schwartz, chairman of the Loral Space and Communications, and the Democrats' fundraiser, Johnny Chung, allegedly using money from the Chinese army, gave more than $500,000 of soft money, ostensibly for party building efforts, to the Democrats to help Clinton stay in office in the 1996 campaign. And so I'm going to get into some of these things when we get back, just because of the relevance that it has with the Mueller investigation. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Rippey Homes is a family-owned business that has been building homes in the Spokane area for over a decade. For years, they've offered their customers an array of construction projects and services. But due to market demands, they now exclusively focus building high-efficiency homes and business offices, offering custom turnkey solutions for customers seeking to save money on operational costs while enjoying the latest innovations and construction technology. They understand many of these features can be expensive, but this is why they work closely with a team of leading designers to integrate the details and options that suit your needs. When it comes to translating designs into reality, the artisans they employ make this happen. If you're interested in building a cutting-edge dream home or office, then contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. This is G.R. Mobley. The reason the progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost all billionaires in the world are funding a vast array of different groups, and their efforts are to undermine our Republican Constitution. If you don't believe me, Google the donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, and many other state rights, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting programs based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty. Thank you. Hey, folks, it's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I have learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Vaughn Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money on just any good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist like Dr. Vaughn Tracy. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Vaughn Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I ask you to give Dr. Vaughn Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. Thank you. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. If you've listened to my weekly show, Reclaiming the Republic, right here on Red State Talk Radio, every weekday evening from 6 to 7 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. It is a hard, fast contract. In accordance to Article 7, the states are the only stakeholders in this contract, and inherent in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight over the contract. This means they can audit the contract against the general government and the unconstitutional powers they are exercising. Any single state can perform this audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what I refer to as Republic Review. Please read my executive summary on reclaimingtherepublic.org to learn the details about Republic Review. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. Okay, so this timeline that I'm talking about, and you can get this from the reclaimingtherepublic.org webpage. And as a matter of fact, it will be on the podcast page for my local podcast, I believe, and I can check it out real quick. I believe it's also on the Red State Talk Radio. But the interesting thing is, if you go through this timeline, it is an indictment how the Clintons were literally bringing in money as a part of their reelection campaign. And they continued bringing in money to help the Democratic Party in the follow-on years, because after 1996, once he was reelected, he was done. So all money that basically went out were a part of the DNC war chest. And so, yes, this link is on the reclaimingtherepublic.org, and it is on specifically the radio podcast for the Red State Talk Radio. So you can get my podcast on the exact same page. Down at the very bottom is a link to this. You want to pay attention to page 13, because page 13 of this congressional record actually gives you the timeline, and it starts off with the first incident of being April 24th, 1995, and they start pushing for changing in licensing for commercial for the commerce of satellite information and those guidelines in the licensing for that. And the ironic thing is in 1996, on November 5th, the day of the election, is when the new guidelines were published. Is that irony, or is that just a coincidence? I believe that they knew that whether they won or not, they had to get that done as basically one of their last acts. And they were pushing. As a matter of fact, I believe, I think it was somewhere earlier on, like February, where they were basically, the State Department came up and said, you need to get, so the White House got this urgent request from the State Department saying, you need to get the updated guidance on the selling and the satellite guidelines for the selling of this technology. And so they had to drag their feet to get all the way through the election, because they thought that it might, you know, be a little bit incredulous and expose them for what they were doing. Nonetheless, MSNBC and these two reporters were able to report this. And the question is, why was none of this brought up during this Fox expose on, you know, this Star thing? And the focus was still made on the same issue that Clinton was impeached for. This guy should have been impeached for so many different things. But if you look at the China connection, there's no doubt that he was basically trying to give China every advantage from the Panama Canal. Remember, he tried to give away our ports. He gave away, or maybe he didn't give it away, but it happened under his watch, where that drive out of the nuclear processing in Los Alamos, Los Alamos, New Mexico, where, again, this is all Chinese. Mokhtar Rady was a Chinese person that was appointed, that come to find out he was affiliated with the Chinese intelligence agencies, and he had to step down. The fact that he even appointed that guy, there's no doubt in my mind that Clinton knew what he was doing, and he was doing everything he could to accommodate and placate the Chinese to help elevate them in becoming a true world power, just like Russia and the United States. Because the more we could throw into this, because you got to remember that the Cold War was kind of all of a sudden starting to go away. And apparently there just wasn't enough money being spent on military or what have you. And I can tell you that Clinton didn't do anything to modernize or equip the U.S. military. As a matter of fact, while I was serving under him, and I refused to take my letter of commendation from him, I sent it back. But while I was serving under him, we did not get any new gear. There was no money spent on the protecting of the Marine soldiers and so forth. And so when Bush went into Iraq in the first or the second Gulf War, they were using the same equipment that his father used in the first Gulf War. And that's pathetic. But again, I even knew people that were a part of the detail that was guarding the White House. And when you understand that the occupants of the White House don't even want you to wear your uniform because they were disgusted by it. That just speaks to the disdain that these Clintons have for this country and for those who, you know, are willing to give the ultimate sacrifice for it. They do not care about those things. What they care about is their access to power and their access to money. And it's really sad that Fox just failed to kind of cover this. Thanks to the Clintons, and I think thanks to the Obama administration, we are dealing with rogue nations that now have the ability to hold us, you know, and our lives for ransom. And if you understand what's going on in Korea and the fact that we're actually having to sit down at a table with them, doesn't bode well. I think everybody wants us to sit down at a table with them, but I think this is only buying them time. And everybody will tell you, even Ambassador Bolton will tell you, we don't have a lot of time. If we don't start taking action soon, we're going to really regret it, because then they will be dictating, coming to the table, and so forth. And we do not want that to happen. Let me also say this here, that Putin also unveiled nuclear weapons that he claims can breach U.S. defenses. I am here to tell you that if the U.S. really wanted to create an impenetrable defense, then they could do it. We could do it. We have the technology to do it, but they don't. And as a matter of fact, I'd be happy to go to Trump's White House and get re-read in and explain to them all the few little things that we would need to do, and we could create an umbrella around the world to make any type of missile and ballistic missile launches, whether they be cruise or any type of thing like that, to make them obsolete. We have the technology to do that, and they just, the companies that drive these weapon systems realize that once they do that, then they can't make a lot of money that they're making. So they need to have kind of, you know, quasi decent stuff, but it looks like we'll have some successes. Maybe there's a 99% chance of success, but if it's perfect, then there's, you know, no way that they'll be able to continue to sell other things, because we have to have deterrence and so forth. If this makes sense, it's very self-serving that these companies are doing. And it's not just these companies. What company doesn't do that? As a matter of fact, that's a great segue for me to get into what I also wanted to talk about today, and that's the politics of this coming election year, because this is a critical election year. And if you're familiar with what Washington had to say about the parties and politics in America, it wasn't very favorable. He warned us to stay and try to disassociate and try not to get ourselves wrapped up into parties. And look where it's gotten us. We're basically being driven by a one-party system. We have everything moving us towards globalism, whether that is, you know, towards the progressive globalist side or the conservative globalist side, but none of it is towards the Constitution and a constitutional globalist side. And so when we get back from the break, because I'm literally up at that hard break again, I want to talk about how these parties are so self-serving and they have nothing to do with what's better for America and making America great. They're everything about making themselves and keeping their relevance in the party place and in the elections and in the election process. So we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Please stay tuned. My show, Reclaiming the Republic, is more than an educational show. My intent is also to work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. Republic. It is result-oriented and is live across the Republic. Download and share our podcast. Like, follow, and share our page, Mobius Strip Press, and the articles and content posted on our Facebook page. Get informed about groups in the local area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. I'm amazed at just how much Rippey Homes takes pride in their partnerships. From the designers they work with, the artisans they employ, and you, the homeowner, they relish in getting it right the first time. To do this, they place their focus up front on what you want and what you need and begin forming a plan like a sculptor taking care of the intricate details to ensure it meets your expectations. Whether you need innovation in a custom home to harmonize with the environment while offering the latest in building materials and technology, Rippey Homes takes a bottom-up approach that centers around you, the customer. They know that you are the integral component in the American dream, which is how they help you build your dream. To make your dreams become reality, contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. This is G.R. Mobley. I'm working with Trevor Lawton, Douglas V. Gibbs, Tom DeWeese, John Hancock, and many other good patriots in setting up rodeos for Republic Review this summer. We're doing this in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. If you are beginning to understand the power of Republic Review, then we need your help one way or another. More importantly, if you live in these states or know any patriotic leadership, whether that's an elected official, grassroots leader, or political leader, please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know who we can work with in organizing these events. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are supporting to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
And I just mentioned that Washington was talking and calling out parties and how they were disaffecting or poorly affecting the politics of the time between the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists. And as a matter of fact, if you study the history, Washington was not very, he didn't enjoy being in the fray of politics. He much preferred being a general in the military, where he was an autocrat and things just flowed by the chain of command. But in his farewell address, he made a comment. This is paragraph 15. In contemplating the causes which may disturb our union, it occurs as a matter of serious concern that any ground should have been furnished for characterizing parties by geographical discriminations, Northern, Southern, Atlantic, and Western, whence designing men may endeavor to excite a belief that there is a real difference of local interest and views. one of the expedients. And here's the interesting thing. The way the federal government was set up, it had nothing to do with local interest. And what these parties were trying to do was they were trying to create division amongst the other states towards, you know, focusing on the South, the North, the East, or the Atlantic and the Western sides of the Republic at the time. So he goes on and says, one of the expedients of a party to acquire influence within particular districts is to misrepresent the opinions and aims of other districts. You cannot shield yourself too much against the jealousies and heartburnings which spring from these misrepresentations. They tend to render alien to each other those who ought to be bound together by fraternal affection. And so at that point in time, parties weren't as nefarious as they are today, and they weren't these big money machines that they are today. They were more ideological, and they're ideological still today, but that was really the only thing that was driving them, and they weren't as dark in their ideology back then as they are today, because the people that were driving the Federalists and the Nationalists who wanted to have more centralized power, they weren't trying to centralize power to create an enslavement of the people. They had noble intent, but they took nefarious actions in doing it. And so today, the ideology of centralizing power has everything to do with controlling every facet of your life, so that government can ensure that it is in a position of self-sustaining itself. And the only way it can do that is to keep you at bay so that you can't perturb all the things it needs to do. And some of these ideologies actually take on the facade of, you know, that they really care for you, when really, in fact, they have no regard for life. They will do whatever is necessary to further their means and to obtain their cause, which means that some of these conspiracy theorists are banking on, and there's evidence, or I shouldn't say there's evidence, there is an argument that actually substantiates that these types of radical ideologies will do whatever it takes. If it's to cause an accident where people die, then they go, well, that's what we need to do so that we can get the things we need done so that we can protect life moving forward. And so there is plenty of conspiracy theorists regarding all of these different gun shooters. I think I saw on social media where somebody had a picture, four different pictures. It looked like the same person that was at four different tragedies, and or three different tragedies. I forget. But anyway, the point is that the question is, how is that same person popping up in these photographs with the same or similar type of dramatic reactions? Is this all being staged? Interesting concept. But putting that aside, let me move on. This is a critical election year. We cannot just sit on our laurels and believe that we're going to coast through this. I know there's a lot of focus right now on what's going on in Texas and what's going on in a lot of these other really dark or solid red states. The Soros Foundation last year basically liquidated 80%, or I should say Soros himself liquidated 80% of his assets and resources so that he could start throwing his money into his open borders foundations, so that he could pour money into our elections, so that they, these globalists, can buy the most progressive government they possibly can. And so if you remember also last year, there was a special election for, I think it was Georgia congressional district. The Democrats poured in $30 million into that one election. They lost. And I mean, it was an overwhelming amount of money compared to what the Republicans and the conservatives were paying for. And still they lost, but they have been winning in some of these other progressive, and I should say democratic states. If you look at Virginia, it's really a red state. However, the population centers are becoming more and more effective in getting higher percentages of votes for the Democrats, or swinging them blue. Project Veritas 2 years ago disclosed and actually exposed some of these Democratic efforts and these radicals in how they do voter fraud. And they're duplicating this, and they're creating these small little cells that are doing this. So don't be surprised if you really believe your state is red and you're finding it turn bluer and bluer. That's probably because they're getting better and better, and they're spreading out their little secret sauce of how to get voter fraud throughout different pockets of the state so that they can actually overtake the state. Because remember, at whatever cost necessary, they will do what it takes so that they can gain control. You will be subjugated. They are, you know, willing to risk all to doing this. And so that's why we must start centering ourselves on conservatism. And even more importantly, we need to center our candidates on the Constitution. We're going to have to start paying more attention to, you know, the Constitution, and we're going to have to put the Constitution above party. I don't know how you feel, but I do know that the party, it seems to become, and it has been, one of those self-fulfillments and self-interested entities, because it seems like the parties have a lot of money, but if you look at how much money they really throw out to candidates, now they may throw money, some good money, out to some of the national races, but why do they just completely disregard the local races? I know that in the states, if you start looking at how much money the parties are throwing out to the state legislatures, your county commissioners, and so forth, it's not a lot of money, maybe $1,000. And if you're looking at a bankroll in a particular party where they've got millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars, they have to literally hold on to that because they have people that are on the payroll. They have, you know, an entity that they need to maintain, and they're trying to grow that entity because they believe the bigger that entity gets, the better they're going to do. And if you contrast that from the Republican Party to the Democratic Party, well, the Democratic Party has a completely different model where most of their folks that are working in the Democratic Party are using tax dollars and the entitlement state to basically fund these people instead of paying them on a payroll. And then they have these bonus incentives where when they get out to protest, they get out and do things, they get paid by, you know, cash by $25 an hour or what have you through these globalist funds. And so this is why I have been railing big time on the fact that we will not be able to win moving forward in the candidates fundraising and supporting good constitutional candidates if businesses, local, small, medium, and the local large businesses don't start throwing in and contributing towards constitutional candidates. And that is literally how we're kind of hanging here by the money that is being constrained by local businesses, because it doesn't take millions of dollars. I'll give you the example. In Spokane, there's 37,000 businesses in Spokane County, 37,000. And most of those businesses are actually very, very conservative. And so they have the ability to concentrate that money in giving that to these conservative constitutional candidates. I'm at a hard break, so I'll finish this when we come back from the break. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much.
This is G.R. Mobley. Most of you understand the importance of having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategic goal for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile, I understand the appearance of teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth. And many dentists will take your money to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail. And if you don't have a long-term strategy, you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain or restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Tracy at VonTracyDDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health.
Thousands of people each month are moving to what is referred to as the Redoubt area. That's R-E-D-O-U-B-T. If you're tired of insane liberal policies and you have a growing concern in the ideological makeup of your community, you should do what many others are doing and look into joining us here in the Redoubt area. If you settle on moving to the Spokane area, you need to contact Rippey Homes to help you develop the ideal solution that can help you reduce your operational costs and reduce your dependence on the nation's aging infrastructure. Rippey Homes offers a full package service, including real estate, Passive Haus designers, with an array of options to help you blend in with your surroundings. Why risk what is important, your family and your home? So check out Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com in the heart of the Redoubt country. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states, in accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution. These conventions require states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. These conventions are unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to get my executive summary on Republic Review and listen to Reclaiming the Republic right here on Red State Talk Radio every weekday evening from 6 to 5 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific. Thank you. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And so right when we were going into the break, I wanted to talk about centering ourselves on the Constitution and putting the Constitution above the party. Last year, last August, I had a meeting. I actually pulled in the different chairs of the county. I had the Republican chair, I had the Constitutional Party chair, I had the Libertarian Party chair present. I even had the state chair of the Libertarian Party, the state chair of the Constitutional Party present. And what I presented to them is I started off with the old adage that united we stand, divided we fall. And the reason that we see ourselves losing these little races is because of the division. There's all different layers of division. I've talked about this several times, but the point I'm trying to drive is that parties need to start looking at merging and merging on the common core principle that we all agree upon, and that's individual liberty and individual sovereignty, so that we can focus on the most constitutional candidate that supports those two principles of liberty and sovereignty. And in doing so, I believe that it will create a good level of competition amongst these parties in trying to come forward with the best candidates, and we can start moving these candidates up through from the local level to the county and up to the state. And in doing that, we literally start cleansing bad candidates and self-serving candidates that are, I remember just last year alone, there was one candidate that was really upset with how his business was being treated by this, by a particular entity. Actually, it was the airport, I believe. And this candidate wanted to get in so that he could have an impact and to improve his business, or the perspective for his business. And I'm going, that almost sounds self-serving, doesn't it, folks? I mean, going in to make, the condition better for your business instead of making, and improving and guaranteeing individual liberty and individual sovereignty. And so we get people that have these self-interests. We need to start rooting them out. We need to start ensuring that we're pulling in truly good, noble patriots that are looking to serve and restore our constitutional republic. So that being said, as things move forward, even though I had this meeting, even though I tried to get everybody to come to the same table, things didn't work out, and a lot of elections were lost in the local county. This is happening in your counties as well. And so what has to happen, and interestingly enough, it seems like this year, the county and some of these entities are, putting aside their differences and saying, hey, we got to work together. But the problem I see and the thing I don't like is they want to, they just want to protect every incumbent Republican, regardless of how crappy they are and whether they, deserve to be there or not. And so I would much rather see the honest dialogue to say, okay, and this is what I think the parties need to start doing. During this election, when the primaries are done and you're moving forward, there needs to be an honest and quiet assessment done by the central committees of each county and each of these parties to say, look at these people that we're going to be stuck with for the next 2, 4, 6 years or what have you, and go, can we not do better? Then we need to start finding out. And you got to start selecting at that point in time. You don't wait till the next election comes around the corner because it's too late. You have to start identifying people very early. You have to start grooming them. You have to nurture them and help ensure that they understand the constitutional principles, what they're getting into is becoming a public servant. That type of stuff, you don't wait until you try, we got to get this seat filled. So, hey, just throw your hat in the ring, please. These acts of desperation just prove that we're failing to plan, and so we're planning to fail. And so what counties have to start doing, and these central committees have to actually start commencing their strategy for 2 years, 4 years, and so forth out as these elections are coming to fruit. And yeah, you want to support your people, but as soon as the next year comes around and you got somebody that's got 3 more years on their term, you find somebody that's better than that, then you now have leverage to go tell that person that's got 3 years on their term, hey, look, buddy, or gal, we found somebody that we're actually going to endorse and replace, unless you really overwhelm us with your constitutional prowess and leadership in doing the things that need to be done around here. And so, stop taking these federal grants, stop taking these handouts and subjugating us to the federal government. Stop buying into these policies of this progressive agenda of Agenda 21, 20, 30, and so forth. We want our property rights protected. We want our liberty protected. That's your job. And so as you start identifying and telling these candidates, they have a choice. They have a choice to start measuring up to, you know, the standards that we should be having. And that standard should be, like I said, the Constitution. There are organizations that use religion as a standard, and they have the most biblically based candidates, but that doesn't mean that they're going to be good constitutional candidates. Maybe they might be pretty good, but we're not supposed to have religious tests, folks. There's no problem with having a constitutional test. The Constitution protects all public servants from having to stand forth in a religious test. So when a journalist comes up and asks a candidate, well, how do you feel about abortion? What that candidate is supposed to say is, well, I consider abortion a religious matter, and I don't believe it's appropriate that you ask me questions regarding my religious philosophy, because it sounds like you're giving me a test on religion. And that would be a violation of the Constitution. Is that what you're trying to do there, reporter, Mr. or Mrs. Reporter? And then they start thinking, oh, well, I guess this guy's got a point. We can't hold him accountable for his religious convictions and his philosophy. And they've been getting away with doing that for a long time. But I digress again. And the whole point is that the Soros are going to be throwing a lot of money in this. And we need to start getting ready now to start focusing on what type of candidates. And so I want to tell you that Reclaiming the Republic and myself personally, I'm starting to work with an organization. I talked about them before. The organization's name is Focus, and they're going to be getting set up. They're right now set up in Idaho, and they're setting up in six states. The states I talk about, Wyoming, Utah, Idaho, Kansas, and the two Dakotas. And we hope to be using these guys so that we can start driving constitutional candidates forward. And the intent is to ensure that the candidates that we support are going to sign a petition that means that they are going to no longer be patsies for the party, that they are going to be committed to leading on constitutional principles. That's what we want leaders to do, is to lead, not managing agendas and being patsies for the party. These leaders will have to sign a petition, and as they do this, they're going to acknowledge their oath of service that requires them to defend and support the Constitution. And so by doing this one thing and getting these state legislatures to signing this petition, this will help us create leverage to ensure that when they do get in, they're going to start championing the audit for the auditing of the Constitution against the federal government. Now, this organization, Focus, on the back end, there's two sides to this. It's going to have a reporting mechanism that you'll be able to go and look online to see which candidates have signed the petitions to support the Constitution and which ones haven't. And we're going to ask you to support the vote for the candidate that has decided to support the Constitution and forget about all these other candidates. I believe by doing this one thing, creating a binary process to say these people are on board, and it'd be great to start seeing districts, legislative districts, where all the candidates are signing these petitions, because what kind of result will we get? Well, we should be expecting that these guys are going to actually act as soon as they are sworn into office in taking the actions that we expect them to do, creating resolutions, creating coalitions to get everybody else on board with Republic Review, and moving that state forward into initiating the audit so that then that state can then call upon other states to do their job in auditing the Constitution as well. So here's the thing. If you want to help, I mean, the party's going to be calling you up and saying, hey, send us money. We need money to get our guys in. And they're really just looking at this as a self-serving function. I'm asking you, because this organization, Focus, isn't a money-making organization. That money that they're going to be bringing in is going to be money that is going to be used on these candidates that are willing to protect the Constitution and stand up for it. So wouldn't it be great if you lived in a blue state like, or a purple state like Virginia, or a blue state like Washington or California or New York or wherever you live, you can actually impact and affect a state and initiating and helping change the direction of this republic and creating the awareness at state legislator levels so that legislatures understand that they have the power and authority over the Constitution. And I'm just praying that we can do this, folks, because the day the federal government and these elected servants of the globalists start moving into their position and start taking on this facade of discarding our Constitution for some political expediency, the states will be ready to say, not so fast. That's our contract. You can't discard it. Stand fast. And so with that, we will be reclaiming the republic. I am G.R. Mobley. I'll be back tomorrow and we can talk more about this. I hope you're starting to get pumped because I am. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so much.